that's true sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. Talking today with Sherry Johnson, Randolph County Circuit Clerk. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, good.
Can't complain anyway.
No, that's true. And I'm so happy to be here today with you, and I hope everyone out there listening is doing well.
So, I guess things still kind of different at the...
Things are very different, and with the rising cases in Randolph County, I think, you know, there are probably still some more changes to come. So today, what I want to talk a little bit more about is our online services and website resources to help those that are representing themselves in a particular type of cases. Small claims, LM cases, those typically are the ones that people represent themselves in. Some divorce cases, especially when there are no children and no properties involved. So I'm gonna give a little more information on where you can go to get help with those, as well as picking up the phone and giving us a call.
All right, I'll tell you what, we'll take a break here. Perfect. And we will come back and dive into this topic. You're listening to The People Speak on Rural Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. 9:35, again, we're talking with Sherry Johnson, Randolph County Circuit Clerk here this morning. And obviously, things are operating a little bit differently right now.
Indeed, they are.
COVID-19 and everything to try to keep people safe and that. But I think things are still moving forward. It's just
they are
a little bit different.
Right. We are taking very seriously the public service part of what people deserve. You know, they deserve their day in court. They deserve to have their cases heard. And those are important things, and we must provide those. And we are, just very differently, like you said. Today, as I said earlier, I want to go over a few things that we do offer online to help people get their cases to the courtroom. We are still holding court as of this point. Cases are moving slower, but they're moving. Mm-hmm. And actually, as far as the criminal side goes, we have been able to catch up and actually moving forward on those cases. A lot of the civil stuff where the cases are being set, the judges are hearing by conference call. They're doing Zoom hearings. So people are still getting their day in court and getting their cases heard. But like you said, it's just a little different now.
Right.
You know, we kind of grumbled a little bit a couple years ago when the Supreme Court mandated the e-filing. Well, in this instance, that has become a blessing.
Right. I was going to say that's shown that it
can happen, and we need those things. It has helped us tremendously. So in speaking about the e-filing, talk a little bit about some of our website resources and online resources that can help somebody get through that situation. To get to my website, you'll go to www.randolphco.org. You'll click on Elected Circuit Clerk, and that'll bring up my webpage. on the right-hand side of that page are different things you can select. And if you click on resources and publications, it'll take you to a lot of forms that you might need to file a small claim case, an LM case, forcible entry and detainer, a lot of divorces, uncontested divorces. And that information is provided right there under that, the publications and website resources. And on that page also is an icon, Illinois Standardized Forms. And those forms, or that particular app, provides a lot more forms that are accepted in the Illinois state courts. The Illinois Supreme Court put together a committee called Illinois Access to Justice, and it's mostly for self-represented litigants. And they've provided numerous forms with very detailed instructions on how to fill them out, the order in which to file them, as well as any letters and that need to accompany them to get them to the courtroom. So I do want to point people in that direction. And I also want to tell you that if you can't get through that, or that's not something that you're able to access or get familiar with, please call the office. We can get those forms to you. We can guide you through some of this stuff. We cannot give you legal advice. You know, we're not attorneys. Anything that we may tell you could be wrong. But we can guide you through this, through the process of the filing, the process of getting your forms correct, and making sure that you absolutely have your day in court.
So, and it, like I said, that's one of the things that's guaranteed by the Constitution.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, like we said, it's being done a little bit differently, but it's still being done.
Yeah. As a public servant, which I've been my entire career, I take it very seriously that people get that opportunity. Also, I have gone to businesses. I've gone to landlord meetings to help guide people through the e-filing system, and happy to do that. I've had numerous people up at the courthouse where I have set up a room designated for self-represented litigants. We can't utilize that right now because of COVID, but in the past, I've helped numerous people that have come up to get their cases on file, and that's what we should do. And right now, with these crazy times, you know, help your brother out. You know, be there for the people, and try to do it with a smile on your face.
Right. It doesn't do any good to frown anyway.
It doesn't. It really, and it takes a lot more facial muscles from true. What I hear, and actually that's how it feels. But, you know, I just want people to know that in our area of this community, I want to do everything that I can to help you get through it, and to make it as simple as possible. And like I said, just calling the office, we're there for you. So, and the e-filing, that is a little bit different situation for a lot of people, but the instructions are on the website as well there, too. They're very lengthy. They look very lengthy, but there are a lot of illustrations, which I do better if I have the instructions and a picture showing me
right.
How to do those things. And those are very, very helpful. But as I said, if you've got any problems or need any help, don't hesitate to call. We also, in 2013, I was able to initiate the program Giudici, and that is a great place you can go to get information on your cases. You can find out your court dates on Giudici. It's Giudici.com. And for us, you would click Randolph County. Mm-hmm. And you can, if you have your case number, you can put your case number in there and it'll pull up your case. If you don't have that, you can put your name in and scroll down till you see your particular case. In a couple years ago, I want to say end of 17, first part of 18, they implemented Research IL, and that's RE:SearchIL. And that's just a little more detailed program than Giudice. You can get quite a bit more information from that. You have to sign up for it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost you anything, but you'll have to do a login and password. But you can pull that up, and that, in some cases, you can see pleadings. You can see attorneys who are representing which party. You can get a little more detailed information from that Research IL. And I would recommend people take a look at that if you're looking for something for your case. And as always, and I will reiterate this, you can always call the office, and we'll be happy to let you know when your next court date is or what's going on.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and throw a break in here, and we will come back and talk some more with Sherry Johnson, Randolph County Circuit Clerk, here on The People Speak this morning. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Got a little time left on the program this morning, talking with Sherry Johnson, Randolph County Circuit Clerk, and talking a little bit about some of the things that are being done a little bit differently right now with the pandemic and everything, and trying to keep people safe. And
exactly. I'll give you a little bit of information on what to expect when you do arrive at the courthouse. If you have a case that is on the docket, the security, when you come up to the doors, the security will take your temperature. They will see where you're at on the docket. We are allowing 4 to 6 people up at a time, and we are staggering them throughout the third floor so that they're more than 6 feet apart. But when you come in, expect to have your temperature taken. If you're allowed in the building right away or whenever you're allowed in, if you don't have a face mask, they will provide one for you, and you have to sanitize your hands when you come in. We are allowing one person per office in at a time to do business. That's not saying that the business can't be done, because mm-hmm. when you show up, especially for anything from the circuit clerk's office, you let security know what you need. They'll call up, we'll come down, and we'll get all the specific details of whatever it is that you need, whether it's copies or to make payments. I've made many trips up and down those steps to go get payments and to take copies to people, and more than happy to do that.
Mm-hmm. Getting your exercise.
Getting my exercise, that's for sure. And with the mask on, that's double duty. But just, giving you a little bit of information, we have been holding traffic court on Mondays and Thursdays outdoors. People have been directed to the back of the courthouse. We have a little makeshift courtroom set up. The judge obviously sits at the head table with one of my deputy clerks, and the state's attorney or assistant state's attorney has their place. We have bailiffs there, and they really, they've done a fantastic job. We've asked a lot out of the employees there, and they have produced. They have given they've gone above and beyond. Just to know what to expect. When you basically come into my office, per se, you will be asked to come in one at a time, do the social distancing. We provide hand sanitizer right outside the office doors, and I ask that you use that. The cases in Randolph County over this past weekend have spiked. And I understand this is such a frustrating time, and it's affecting people in so many ways. Whether it's your mental health, your financial health, we're social people.
Right.
And this is so hard on everybody. So anything that we can do to make your life a little easier, I'm happy to do that.
Right. It's a different time right now. Eventually, hopefully eventually we'll get back to a more normal
routine.
But
I know there's some really smart people out there working on a vaccine and and trying to figure this thing out, and I have faith in our scientists and things that hopefully eventually we will get back to some kind of normal.
But I mean, you're basically letting people know, I mean, you are open, things are
open, things are moving forward, and please don't hesitate to call for any question. Anything that you might need, we'll definitely do whatever it takes to make sure that you get whatever you need from the circuit clerk's office.
Right. And your number down there is
618-826-5000, extension 194.
And they can also go to the website.
You can go to the website at www.randolphco.org. When you click on elected, select circuit clerk, it'll take you right to the website, give you extra information, and hopefully that will help. And you know, if there's something out there that you would like to see on the website, don't hesitate to let me know. I'm open to any suggestions.
All right, Sherry, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
We'll talk to you next time.
All right,
for the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.